Hello and welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and I'm here to let you know that this is a not safe for work podcast. We are teachers at the end of the week and really the end of our ropes, and we want to be able to talk honestly and openly about our jobs, you know, without losing them, because honestly, we really do like teaching. It's one of the things we like the most. So we use pseudonyms on this podcast, hence the Elvis. That's not really my name. I'd like to give a shout out to all of our Patreon patrons out there. That's right, for as little as $5 or $10, you can join our Patreon and get access to all kinds of lost episodes, new episodes, direct contact with the host. Every month you're part of it, you get to earn credit towards getting new Teacher Needs a Green swag, like shot glasses and koozies. And also, like this Friday, you can be part of a watch party while we do Mean Girls all together with the patrons who want to join. And it's going to be awesome. But anyway, let me say thank you to all of them. I'd like to thank Amber H, JJO, Brian S, Jeff S, Shelly K, Abby B, Ann T, Sarah B, Regina B, Anna L, Josie S, Sam B, India G, Lucy P, Mary E, Jamie B, Hope H, Aaron D, Kristen W, Vanessa J, Kate C, Mary C, Haley M, Barry N, Rylan L, Catherine S, Perla C, Kelsey W, RJR, Cara T, Kristen C, Johanna H, Tony and Christina K, Irma A, Rebecca J, Melissa M, Casey B, and Sarah N. If you have something you would like to share with us here at Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast, you can reach us through the contact page of our website, teacherneedsadrinkpodcast.com. I'd also like to thank our sponsor, Lud Lamb Dramatics. If you are a theater teacher or know one in your building, or you got to do a play this year, go to ludlamdramatics.com. They have all kinds of great posters, resources, good show gifts, all the things you need, you know, to help out when you're doing a show. Because honestly, the teacher store that you got to drive like an hour or two to go find like something at, they don't really have anything for theater. So go to Lud Lamb Dramatics, save yourself a drive, save yourself the time. It would be awesome. Okay, my friends, right now, I hope everyone who is a teacher is taking advantage of the new vaccination opportunities. Please do make your job easier and safer. And last but not least, thank you all of you who've been out there leaving positive reviews. Honestly, you can leave a review, you can subscribe, but the best thing to do is just find someone in your building and, you know, share one thing you heard on the podcast that you like. Okay, my friends, this is episode 75, and I'm amazed we made it this far. This was kind of something I thought of on a lark on the way to work, and it's still going, and it's going because of people like you. So thank you so much, all the patrons, all the people who leave reviews, all the listeners. We love you, and, you know, thanks. Enjoy episode 75. Bye. Yeah, Bunny, just chant balls. That makes me happy.
You love it when I do that.
Yes.
Balls, 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 balls,
and
balls,
welcome balls, to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and with me today is Miss Lucy Elaine.
Hi.
And also joining us today is Miss Sparkles. Sparkles.
Yo.
And also Miss Bunny O'Hare.
Hey, Elvis. Hey, folks.
And last but not least, Miss Shirley Temper.
I'm a damsel. I'm in distress. I can handle this. Have a nice day.
Nice day.
Well, welcome, friends. It's like the week before spring break. It's spring break for some people, and I know other parts of the country don't have spring break for like another like year or something. I don't know. But it's like the year anniversary of when like this corona thing started teasing us. Like, hey, we're just going to shut down for a week or two. We'll see what happens. And then the world fucking changed. And here we are. Mm-hmm. But I really believe that with all of these vaccinations, especially with all the teachers getting vaccinated now being a priority, that things actually are going to get better. Like, I'm not looking forward to everything opening up prematurely like it is here in Texas, because that kind of freaks me out. But since I'm getting vaccinated this week, I'm not quite as terrified. Yeah, I actually have two vaccination options. So it went from me being like having 60,000 people in front of me to me having like, hey, you can come here and get the Johnson & Johnson shot, or you can make an appointment and get your first of two doses over here. I'm like, holy crap, I have a buffet when before I had nothing. And so I hope other teachers out there also have these kind of opportunities and can get their shot in some form or another. I'm kind of excited because one of the things I'm doing now, I'm trying to like have a positive view on the world. It's a struggle because I can't maintain it very well. And that fact, it's really fucking exhausting to try to do that. But I'm trying to take better care of myself physically, because over the last, let's say, year, I've kind of let a lot of things go to shit. And it kind of went a lot worse like this fall. I think I just got into a doom gloom trap. And so I took on some habits, and the habits were kind of not exercising and eating a lot of shit and then eating a lot of like sweets late at night. And so I'm trying to banish that. And so like I've doubled down, like I haven't had a drink in like 2 weeks. And so that's like, that's not a forever thing, because I do like drinking, but just to kind of get my body metabolism back, I'm doing that. And I feel like there's a little bit of weight. And I'm also doing the Teacher Needs a Drink Step Bet Challenge, which is awesome. Because as of March 8th, it was our first day, and this week is a practice week, so people can join anytime this week, and it doesn't dock them at all. And right now, as of this recording, we have 52 people from China, Germany, all over the U.S. We have two people in Africa and South America. We have 52 people total participating who are listeners of Teacher Needs a Drink podcast. And our pot is up to $780. And so if anyone out there wants to join our step bet and get in on the goodness and have just like a little extra motivation to, you know, start exercising or get those extra steps at school or after school or whenever, join our step bet. Go download the app Step Bet and then use the code teacher to find the Teacher Needs a Drink Step Bet Challenge. You should do it. It's awesome. Woohoo!
All right. We have a post here from the Reddits by user Astabeth. I will not out trans kids to their parents. I've known too many kids thrown out of their house because they are LGBTQ. My kids know my room is a safe space. If the penalties are 10 years in jail and $10,000 for doctors providing care, I wonder what the penalties are for teachers who refuse to out kids. On Tuesday, the 2nd of March, lawmakers in Alabama, of course, passed Senate Bill 10, SB 10, an anti-transgender bill that will prohibit medical professionals from providing critical health care and gender-affirming treatment to trans people under the age of 19.
Sickening.
The bill would bar medical professionals from administering hormones or puberty blockers to trans youth, in addition to prohibiting gender-affirming surgeries for trans minors. If the bill passes into law, it would make it a Class C felony. Jesus.
What?
What's wrong with
medical professionals to provide gender-affirming care to trans minors? This class of felony would result in a 10-year prison sentence or a $15,000 fine in Alabama. The bill would also require teachers and staff at schools in Alabama to share with students' parents if they learn that a minor's perception that his or her gender is inconsistent with his or her sex. Gross.
Fuck off.
In effect, it would require teachers to out trans students to their parents. The Montgomery Advertiser reported SB 10 dubbed the Vulnerable Child Compassion and Protection Act. Excuse me.
Now, this is the most bullshit part. Yeah. How can you call it the Child Compassion and Protection Act when you're pretty much trying to destroy
when
children?
You're putting
there.
Them in danger, and it passed by a vote of 23-4.
I'm going to fight somebody.
Sure.
What are they trying to prove? That's what I want to know. What are they trying to prove with this? That they're assholes? Are they trying to prove that they, like, definitely can't stand anybody who is not white, Christian, and, like, a man? Like, what's going on?
Hetero. They are protecting these vulnerable young children who are too young to know what they are. Mm. How can you possibly know before the age of 19?
I think I actually read it online. The best description of how a trans person feels, just being uncomfortable, because it's not really something I get, but they compared it to wearing shoes. And that when you're wearing a comfortable pair of shoes that fits, you really don't think anything about it. It's just completely normal. However, if your shoes are just a little too tight or the wrong size, it can slowly start driving you crazy. And like, it's hard to walk. And every step you take is a reminder about how these things just don't fit right and don't feel right.
What's the age of consent in Alabama? What's the age that children can marry in Alabama?
A child marriage is allowed in most of the United States. So,
a kid can get married. No. They can get married, but they can't.
It's all bullshit. It really is. This is terrible. Like, if they can't come to school, isn't school supposed to be a safe place anyway? I mean, this is where some kids get their only meal. This is where some kids get to have relief from their, I don't know, abusive guardian or and or parent. You can't be safe in my room because of somehow confusion you might be feeling or something that you are definitely feeling but have to hide. It's bullshit.
Alabama now allows anyone 14 through 17 to get married with the consent of a parent or guardian. Oh. It's 14.
Yes. Age of consent is 16.
Hmm. But they can get married at 14? Oh.
Yeah.
No, they're legislation. It's legislation designed to hurt people they don't like. And it, this is just, well, it's even more disturbing than like the bathroom bills that the Carolinas were trying to do a while ago, where it's just because someone is offended or doesn't like the idea of something. So they're actively trying to hurt other people. But the fact that they hide their hate behind this Compassion Act, who the fuck is it compassionate to? Not these children, not at all. And as a teacher, our job is to help and protect and take care of these children. Making their lives harder is not part of it. Making it worse, as going through high school and college and all of that, knowing so many people who were gay, who were trans, and going through and seeing how much hurt and, like, I don't know, fear they had, why would you try to make it worse? This is hideous and just disgusting on every single fucking level. I will never, ever turn a child in for something like this.
This is the thing I never understand about these types of laws. Why do you give a fuck?
Right? Exactly.
Like, this has nothing to do with you. This doesn't affect you. Like, even, like, I'm a full LGBTQIA plus etc. supporter and ally, and my kids know that.
Pretty sure everyone on this podcast is. It's why we get got all the trolls getting mad and calling us liberal scum, but keep going.
True. Sorry if you think I'm liberal scum. Totally am, by the way. And my thing, even on a basic human level, is when my trans students have come to me and said, hey, my name is X, I've said, all right, cool. Because if we can call a kid by a fucking nickname, if you can learn to call a kid by their middle name, if you can learn to call little Billy, Billy Bob, because that's what his dad calls him or whatever, you can call a trans child by their name and not by their dead name, period. Like, period. I've had so many kids who've come out as non-binary, as whatever, and they let us know, like, hey, this is the name. Hey, this is my, these are my pronouns. And do we have slip ups? Sure. But do they feel safe and comfortable coming to me and saying, this is what's up? Yes. Uh-huh. And that's important as an educator, because sometimes you're the only person they have to do that with. And so I don't understand why these freaking lawmakers give a shit if I call this child by their name, by their pronouns. Like, why do you care? Why do you care?
No, just because someone, it's insidious.
A couple of things there. First thing, Maslow's hierarchy of needs. When students don't feel safe, they can't learn. And if a student does not feel safe in our classroom, emotionally, psychologically, whatever, what are the chances that they're getting their best education in that moment?
Yep.
A. B. I would suddenly, if I were a teacher in Alabama and this came down, I would suddenly become the least observant, most forgetful teacher on campus. Did they say something about that? That's so weird. Did they mention that they're non-binary? Oh, that's so weird. I must have forgotten to mention that. I would suddenly develop the world's worst case of amnesia. If you're a teacher in Alabama and this is affecting you, like, we got your back. We are here for you, and we think this is bullshit.
No, we have to teach every single child. That's kind of our goal. And you can't just discriminate children just because you don't care for something or you don't agree with something they're doing. It's not their choice. It's just how they are. And so you just have to accept them and do your best to teach everyone, hopefully with love and grace. Okay, from Teacher Needs a Drink to all the legislatures in Alabama, we here at Teacher Needs a Drink give you a hearty fuck you.
Futua pinche pendejo. Okay, my dudes, this is also from the Reddits. This is by Cordial Carbonara. I can't stop thinking about what this kid say. On Friday, I was standing in the hallway talking to a teacher. A kid, seventh grade, pops out of the classroom and asks, "Can I go to the bathroom?" This teacher is an English teacher and jokingly says, "I don't know, can you?" A classic, right? She's not being serious. She's one of those super laid-back teachers. I chuckled. This kid blinks, and in all seriousness, "Did you get that from TikTok?" Y'all, I lost it. I couldn't stop laughing. The previous day, I had a conversation with a high school girl who told me mom jeans were cute if you wore them with crop tops and tight tees. And when I pointed out she just named shirts most moms wouldn't actually wear, she started in on, "Well, they're not just called mom jeans. They're not actually for moms." I'm old, apparently. Damn it. I'll cling to my side part and skinny jeans all the way to the grave.
I am blown away that mom jeans are making a comeback. Wasn't there like a Saturday Night Live skit with Tina Fey doing a commercial for mom jeans?
Yes. Comfortable 8-inch zipper. Yes. I know it. Yes. Yes. So here's the deal. I am on the TikTok, the TikTok. I love the TikTok. And yes, there is a very real thing with this younger generation, you know, making fun of us millennials and upwards about our skinny jeans and our side parts. And I'm like, girl, look how crazy you look with your giant eyebrows, your huge mom jeans that are like 3 inches too short for you, those brick, like white shoes y'all wear, crop top, faded 90s looking, messy ass, bitch. Eat it. No. When you look like me, you have an opinion, little girl.
Yeah, I just got off cargo pants. So, I mean, I'm still not one to give opinions on anything fashionable. You're right. But I leave it to you, ladies. I mean, go for it. You wear what you want to wear.
No, I'm it's a lot of bravado. My kids are great. They never make me feel bad about anything that I wear, but I do watch what they wear. And I'm sure our teachers felt the same way about the stuff that we wore back then. And I know it's just a generational thing. My kids are actually really cool. I joked because I have I changed my part, the part of my hair, and I was wearing a side part. And I was like, "I know, guys, I'm side part. I'm a millennial." And they're like, "Well, but it looks good on you." And I'm like, "Thanks, guys. Thanks for not making fun of me."
What's wrong with side parts? I mean, my hair naturally parts in the middle, so whatever, but
it's passé.
But why?
I don't know.
Apparently tie-dye shirts and socks with sandals and cargo pants are too. So, I mean, fuck the world.
Whoa, yes. And scrunchies were never okay.
No, they're not. So it's cool.
So we're going like old dad fashion, cool. Like 1990s dad fashion is what we're doing. Yes.
I got a 13-year-old kid. I'm embracing it. Yeah.
I'm just leaning into it. I already dress like a crazy stone cold bitch, so nobody really says anything to me. So there you are.
My students get excited when I have a new pair of shoes because otherwise I'm pretty much wearing the same thing. Like, it's big news. Like, "Dude, you got new shoes." I'm like, "Yeah, the Adidas outlet had a sale." And they're like, "Ooh, Mr. Elvis is styling."
Sparkles, you're a big makeup person like I am, so you'll relate to this. I did a Zoom with some of my kids about 2 weeks ago during, like, at the tail end of Snowvid. And I put a gorgeous red lipstick on because I don't get to wear lipstick anymore. Like, I just don't. And I have like an obscene, I mean, Bunny, you know, I have an obscene amount of makeup. It is. Thank you. And so I put a bright red lip on and one of my seniors was like, "I literally forgot what you look like with lipstick on." And I was like, "Oh." And one of the freshmen was like, "Wow, do you wear a lot of lipstick?" And then like all my seniors like hit the floor.
I'm dying for the day when I can go back to wearing lipsticks in my daily life. I don't know if our dear listeners know how large my lipstick collection is, but I'm pretty sure I have at least 90 lipsticks, possibly 100 something. I collect them. I miss being able to have fun with my lipsticks. Like that was my thing, was like, "Oh, what color is her lipstick going to be today? Is it going to be blue? Is it going to be green? Is it going to be purple?" Right now it's just chapstick colored because that's all I can wear under my mask.
Well, and what's so stupid is
you know, I'm sure all of us have, Amazon Prime is my best friend. It has been for a full solid year now. And I have not stopped buying lipstick this year. And it's so stupid. Where the fuck am I going to wear it? Around the house? Because the second I put my mask on, I look like a prostitute that caters exclusively to clowns. Like, yeah. Come on.
Hey guys, guess what?
What's up?
We have a Patreon.
You shut your whore mouth.
That's, hell yeah.
That's right. We have a Patreon. For as little as $5 a month, you can earn cool swag for each month you're there. You get access to all kinds of episodes. You can get advance notice on things like our step butt. And this Friday, March 12th, we are doing a Mean Girls watch party. That's right. You can join and get our exclusive link and watch Mean Girls along with the host of Teacher Needs a Drink and share with our snippy commentary. And of course, after we watch it, we're going to record an exclusive movie review with all the hosts of Teacher Needs a Drink, including some of those you don't get to hear that often anymore. And that stuff's only available on the Patreon. So if you want to do that or hear about our step bet even more, join our Patreon. Do it now. Teacher Needs a Drink. We love you. Wah! You work in an office with this person. Your jobs are repetitious and unsatisfying. Making matters worse, you learn that they earn more than you despite doing the exact same job with the same level of experience. By chance, you stumble upon this person doing something highly unprofessional in the office bathroom, a manifestation of a negative trait. If you report this to your supervisor, there will be dire consequences for this person. Knowing this, the person promises that they will write you a check every month that will double your current salary if you promise to tell no one what you saw. You also have the option of simply walking out of the bathroom and doing nothing at all. What do you do? Do you go tell the administration? Do you accept this? I guess, is it blackmail? I don't know. What do you call it?
It's a bribe.
Do you accept the bribe not to talk, or do you just kind of walk away and not do anything? Ladies, who would like to go first?
I'm a stone cold bitch, and you would probably expect me to do the bitchy thing, but I'm a firm believer in karma. That shit will come back to you. I don't narc. I ain't taking no bribe, because you know what? If they're doing something unprofessional, they're gonna get caught, and that stuff is gonna naturally work itself out. You don't want that. That's bad energy. That's bad juju. That's just no. Don't do it. It's bad.
I'm torn about that because, number one, I'm not going to blackmail someone. I'm not going to go narc because, you know, stitches end up in ditches. But snitches end up in ditches. I forget. I think
snitches get stitches.
Yeah, either way.
Bitches. Yeah, and bitches too.
I feel like if I accept the bribe, I'm also complicit in what they are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, obviously it's something fairly scandalous if they're doing it. But I don't know. Doubling my salary is kind of nice. It really depends on what they were doing. I mean, yeah. I mean, if it's like child porn, I'm getting the fuck out of there. I'm not being complicit in that. But if they like... I caught them, like, I don't know, jerking off in a stall or something. I'd be like, ew, but yeah, I'll take the money. But I don't know.
Well, I think if somebody was at risk or if there was a danger to somebody else, yeah, you have like a moral obligation to report it. But
if it's just something that's highly embarrassing, I don't know. Sparkles, what do you think?
I think I'm like you. I think it would depend on what's going on. Mostly I'm going to keep my mouth shut just because I don't want to get involved in other people's drama and nonsense. Despite being a huge chismosa, which means a gossip.
Doubling your salary.
But it's blood money, man. Nothing good will happen.
Yeah, like it's like a blood diamond. You know what I mean? Like, is it really worth it? No, probably not. I'm going to keep my mouth shut. Because again, I don't want to get involved in somebody else's drama.
Now, I remember there were a couple times in college where I'd walk into a room and someone was doing something that was fairly scandalous. And most time I just turned around and went, don't, and just walked out as quickly as possible. Uh-huh. That happened like, several. Oh, that's happened to me at adultist parties and bars where you walk into the wrong room like, oh, shit, didn't see that. I'm moving on. What about you, Bunny?
Yeah, I'm probably just walking out without taking the money. I'm operating under the assumption that it's something that is not going to endanger other people. Like this person is not making pipe bombs in the bathroom or something. but under the assumption that it's not like child porn or it's not something that's hurting other beings. I'm just going to walk out and not take the money because I don't want to feel beholden to that person or like I'm in league with them or anything like that. Like, you on your own, fate's going to catch up with you. I don't want any part of this.
Exactly.
And it's a shitty job. It says it's repetitive and it's unsatisfying. So it's not something you enjoy being there, but I don't know. The money thing.
Start looking for another job. No. It sounds like it sucks anyway. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lucille?
I'm taking that money because little does that person know I'm not a snitch anyway. So I'm not going to tell one way or another, but they are going to pay me because why the fuck not? And this is a fictional situation. So like, yes, I'm doing that.
I don't know. I'm on the fence. I'm torn between Lucille and Shirley on this one. It's a devil on one shoulder and devil on the other. So,
I mean, you do you. I feel like there's like negative energy attached to it. Yeah. I don't know. I fuck my own life up enough. I don't need to get like tangled up in other people's fuckery.
You're already pulled into their nonsense. You might as well get paid for it.
Hey, there you go. That's right.
I mean, that's how I look at it.
I'm with Lucy. Okay, that's it. I'm taking the money. So, everyone, thank you for joining us for another episode. This was episode 75 of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. We've been doing this for a little while now. And if you want to hear some of the old episodes, you can only hear them on our Patreon because they're lost. And honestly, some of them I've lost the files to because I am so smart.
But some of them are real lost.
Yeah, some of them are actually lost. I think I might be able to download one from like a hidden file somewhere, but... yeah. Anyway, I appreciate all of you guys for joining us. Say, Miss Lucille, thank you for being here.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
And Miss Bunny O'Hare, I am so happy you joined us today.
Thank you for having me back. It was a pleasure as always.
Mm-hmm. And Miss Shirley Temper, you are a delight.
Well, you know how men are. They think no means yes, and get lost means take me, I'm yours.
And last but not least, Miss Sparkles, I'm glad you could join us today.
I am also glad. I'm terrible at these sign-offs, so, you know. My God. It was great. I had a good time. I love you guys.
All right, my friends. Make sure you take care of yourselves out there. Deep breaths, deep drinks. Cheers. Woo!
Yeah. Cheers. Cheers.
All right. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast comes out every Wednesday and is proudly sponsored by Lud Lamb Dramatics. If you are a theater teacher or you have to do a play, or you know someone in your building who has to, go to ludlambdramatics.com and get some of the best resources on just about everything for theater. There is almost jack shit for teachers, for theater teachers in the teacher store. So go to Lud Lamb Dramatics and save yourself, you know, a drive out to the boondocks where that one store that sells teacher crap is. All right, my friends. Also, I'd like to thank my hosts who are with me today. I can't even talk anymore. It's been that long of a week. I'd like to thank Bunny O'Hare, Miss Lucy O'Lane, Miss Sparkles, and of course, Miss Shirley Temper. All my friends, please stick around if you can, because this Friday on March 12th, we're going to do our Mean Girls watch party for all of our Patreon listeners. So you can join our Patreon for as little as $5, get access to all kinds of bonus episodes, lost episodes, and you get to do the Mean Girls watch party with us. And then you get to hear the Mean Girls review after, which will be awesome. All right, my friends. Oh, there's also the step bet. This is still our like practice week. So if you want to do step bet, you want to get a little more steps, you put $15 on the line. If you hit your goal, you get your money back and a cut from all those people who got out. And right now we have 52 people and almost $800 in the pot. So this is good. It's up there, folks. And this is all of us, all teachers doing it together. It's great. All right, my friends, thank you so much. Take care of yourselves. If you got spring break soon, take it. If you get a chance to get vaccinated, please take advantage of that. All right, my friends, love you. Bye.
Sparkles, okay. I have to say that that was like everything you said was right on. And I just was like kind of silently applauding you and just going, I don't even need to say anything because she's got it. She's got
same,
it.
Same.
It's
something
I've never understood. Why do we care who somebody sleeps with? Why do we care how somebody identifies in terms of their gender? Why do we care who somebody marries if it doesn't have any impact on you and your personal life?
Literally no impact on your life whatsoever.
Like exactly. Who cares? Like, as in the words of a wise mystic named RuPaul Charles, if they ain't paying your bills,
Pay them bitches no mind. And that's how I feel about all things. Are you non-binary? Cool. Live your life. Are you trans? Cool. Live your life. You gay? Cool. Live your life. You straight? Cool. Live your life. As long as you're not hurting other people, do you.